The Virginia gubernatorial vote on Tuesday was hailed as a bellwether for next year's crucial congressional elections. So you'd think that the local TV news would be all over the story. Think again. According to an analysis by the Center for Media and Public Affairs, the four major stations serving Virginia's biggest population center in their 5 o'clock news hour collectively broadcast a grand total of 11 stories on the governor's race in the 4 weeks before Election Day. And the dearth of local campaign coverage is hardly specific to the Old Dominion. Armed with research documenting similar local non-coverage, the Media Access Project Public Interest Group is filing petitions with the FCC to block the license renewal of all the major commercial TV stations in Chicago and Milwaukee. The group says that by offering so little in the way of local politics last November, those stations, quote, failed to meet the needs of their community of license. The petitions were based on research carried out by the Center for Media and Public Affairs, and that group's president, Dr. Robert Lichter, joins us once again. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So your group looked at the election coverage on five affiliates in both Milwaukee and in Chicago. Tell me what you found.
Well, the Chicago study isn't out yet, but in Milwaukee, we looked at almost 500 hours of news programming in the month coming up to the 2004 elections. And we found that only about 5% of the coverage dealt with the elections overall, including the presidential election. And of the election coverage, only 4% dealt with local races, ballot initiatives. So it comes down to five stations in a month in their morning and afternoon and evening newscasts ran a grand total of 46 stories on all local election races.
That's pretty remarkable. And I'm just going to gather that of those 46 stories, not a whole lot of them were devoted, say, to the underlying policy issues in the election.
Well, as a matter of fact, because we're kind of insane in what we do, I can tell you that exactly 22% of those dealt with the underlying policy issues.
Now, on the face of it, these data are simply horrifying. But there has been some reaction from these local markets to the Media Access Project's license challenge. And they say that, first of all, there is other coverage that the local stations do that doesn't happen during the evening news, that they have debate coverage and so forth. And they also say that, particularly in Wisconsin, which was a major swing state in the 2004 election, a national story is also a local story, that the presidential election affected all communities in their broadcast area.
Well, of course, the presidential election is extremely important, but it is covered very heavily on the national network news. So one would think that the local news would see its franchise as the elections that are not covered on the national news, and that's clearly not so. About three-quarters of all the local news election coverage was on the presidential race. As regards public affairs programming, only two stations had any public affairs programming apart from the regular newscasts, and one of those broadcast a documentary that was on a controversy over Sinclair Broadcasting's attempts to air a documentary on John Kerry's service in Vietnam that raised great controversy for being so critical. And that accounted for an hour out of 2.5 hours of public affairs programming.
A couple of years ago, another public interest group called the Alliance for Better Campaigns produced similar data, which documented not only the near absence of coverage of local elections, but they suggested that the reason is that the stations are getting a windfall during the same periods of paid advertising, and that to the extent that they don't run news stories, the advertising becomes all the more valuable because it's the only way the public learns about the races. Have you tried to figure out what the whys are behind this stunning radio silence during election periods?
Well, I'm not sure I'd agree with that it's quite that Machiavellian. I mean, my guess is that it's simply a matter of what they think is going to attract audiences. We did a study of dozens of stations around the country a couple of years ago for the Kaiser Family Foundation, and found that on the average, in the 30 minutes that was highest rated, after you take away the promos, the commercials, the sports, the weather, and the crime news, you had 6 minutes left for all other news. Crime really sells. If it bleeds, it leads, started in local news. And election news, I think, especially local election news, they've decided just doesn't sell well enough. That's my guess, that it's very straightforward.
Is there really any chance that the FCC is going to decide not to renew these licenses? I mean, is this much more than a publicity stunt by the Media Access Project?
I certainly wouldn't call it a publicity stunt, and I don't know what the FCC will actually do. These findings are grounds to tell the stations, this is wrong. Tell the government, this is wrong. Tell the regulators, it's wrong. These people are curators of a scarce resource, part of the broadcast spectrum that they hold partly to serve the public interest. And if this is the way they use it, I think the public should make its voice heard.
Well, Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Dr. Robert Lichter is a professor of communications at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia, and president of the Center for Media and Public Affairs in Washington, D.C.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.